Each year brings the passing of those whose work we loved in the arts and entertainment. From television, to the movies, to music, and more, we bid many final farewells to our favorite stars in 2017. In television, one of the biggest hits of the 1960s was The Dick Van Dyke Show, and a critical factor in that success was Mary Tyler Moore's portrayal of Laura Petrie. And 4 years after that show ended, Mary Tyler Moore rocketed to superstardom as the star of The Mary Tyler Moore Show. The program was a smash hit throughout the 70s, with Moore playing Mary Richards, who tried to maintain sanity at a Minneapolis television station. Mary Tyler Moore, who turned the world on with her smile, has died at the age of 80. Another iconic program from the 60s was The Andy Griffith Show, and one of the great ensemble characters was Gomer Pyle, played by singer and actor Jim Nabors. Pyle was so popular that Nabors starred in the spin-off Gomer Pyle USMC. Nabors also recorded many albums and famously sang Back Home in Indiana each year before the Indianapolis 500. Jim Nabors was 87. There has never been a comedian like Don Rickles. After all, how many people feel honored to be insulted? Rickles was known for his good-natured haranguing of celebrities and even random audience members for decades on stage. Also the star of TV's CPO Sharky, Don Rickles was 90 when he died in April. Perry Mason would not have won so many cases without the help of his faithful assistant, Della Street. Street's character in the original television series was the work of actress Barbara Hale. She was 94. Batman was only on television for a couple of seasons, but Adam West made a career out of portraying the Caped Crusader in the campy 60s series. And for millions of fans, he will always be the true Batman. Adam West was 88.
Hello world, hear the song that we're singing. Come on, get happy.
David Cassidy rose to fame as Keith Partridge on the classic 1970s television series The Partridge Family. But Cassidy quickly became a teen heartthrob and branched out into a very successful music career, most famous for songs like I Think I Love You. David Cassidy was 67 years old. Robert Guillaume also shot to stardom in the 70s, playing Benson Dubois, first in a supporting role on the racy sitcom Soap, and then starring as a government official on Benson. Among the first leading black actors on a primetime sitcom, Robert Guillaume was 89. Joe Mannix was one of America's favorite private eyes in the 60s and 70s. Actor Mike Connors starred as Mannix. He died in January at the age of 91. Richard Hatch became a household name for his role as Captain Apollo in the original Battlestar Galactica series. Richard Hatch was 71.
Sunday, Monday, happy days. Tuesday, Wednesday, happy days. Thursday, Friday, happy days. The weekend comes, my cycle hums, ready to race.
Erin Moran was America's little sister in the 70s as she portrayed Joni Cunningham on Happy Days. After a long and successful run on that program, Moran starred in the spinoff Joni Loves Chachi. Erin Moran died of cancer in April. She was 56. On Magnum P.I., Thomas Magnum was the freewheeling private eye, and his friend Higgins was the exact opposite. That uptight character was the work of actor John Hillerman. He was 84.
When you walk down the road, heavy burden, heavy load.
Anyone who was touched by an angel was touched by the acting excellence of Della Reese. Also an accomplished singer, as you just heard, the beloved Della Reese died in November. She was 86.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name.
Jay Thomas was a highly respected comedy actor in the 80s and 90s, known for his recurring guest appearance as Carla's husband Eddie Lebeck on Cheers, as well as a recurring role on Murphy Brown. Thomas also starred for three seasons on the sitcom Love and War. Jay Thomas was 69. Two legendary game show hosts left us in 2017. Monty Hall usually had some sort of trinket in his pocket and also set the stage for contestants to win big or leave the show embarrassed. It was all part of the appeal of Let's Make a Deal. Monty Hall was 96 when he died in September. Chuck Barris hosted The Gong Show, which hosted legitimately talented acts and some real stinkers who would get gonged off the stage. Later in life, he claimed to have been a CIA assassin for years prior to his time as a game show host. Chuck Barris was 87. Long before there was Judge Judy or any other reality TV court programs, Judge Joseph Wofner ruled over the People's Court. A real-life Los Angeles County Superior Court judge for 18 years prior to his television appearances, Wofner settled small claims issues in the hugely popular syndicated series. Joseph Wofner died in February. He was 97. June Foray was a voice actor for some of our most beloved animated characters, including both Rocky the Flying Squirrel and Natasha on The Adventures of Rocky and Bullwinkle, as well as Cindy Lou Who from How the Grinch Stole Christmas. June Foray was 99. At the movies, Jerry Lewis was famous for 60 years, known for his comedic partnership with Dean Martin, as well as film roles such as The Nutty Professor. Lewis later became known for hosting the annual Labor Day telethon for Jerry's Kids at the Muscular Dystrophy Association. Jerry Lewis was 91. No character on the big screen has ever been as smooth as British agent James Bond. In seven installments of the long-running franchise, including Live and Let Die and The Man with the Golden Gun, Bond was played by actor Roger Moore. Moore died in May at the age of 89. The Exorcist remains one of the most terrifying movies ever made. The film was based on the book written by William Peter Blatty. Blatty died in January. He was 88. Bill Paxton starred in a number of blockbusters, ranging from Apollo 13 to Twister to Titanic. Paxton died from surgical complications in February. He was 61. One director said John Hurt was simply the greatest actor in the world. Best known for his work in Alien and A Man for All Seasons, among many other acclaimed performances, John Hurt died of cancer in January. He was 77. Martin Landau was a fixture in American cinema for several decades as well. Highly regarded for his performances in North by Northwest and Tucker, A Man and His Dream, Landau also won a Best Supporting Oscar for Ed Wood. Stephen First did a lot of projects throughout his acting career, including a stint on TV's St. Elsewhere. But he'll always be best known as Flounder in Animal House. Stephen First was 62. Glenn Headley turned heads for her acting ability in films such as Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, Mr. Holland's Opus, and Dick Tracy. Glenn Headley was 63. Robert Osborne was best known for talking about movies, as he extolled the legendary films on Turner Classic Movies. Osborne died in March. He was 84. In music, Rock and roll has had few figures more influential or more famous than Chuck Berry. Known for his stellar guitar playing, his duck walk, and classics like Johnny B. Goode, Roll Over Beethoven, and the Christmas favorite Run, Run, Rudolph, Chuck Berry was 90 when he died in March.
I found my thrill on Blueberry Hill.
Pat's Domino was another figure who transformed the music scene in the early days of rock and roll. Known for classics like Blueberry Hill, Ain't That a Shame, and I'm Walkin', Domino later narrowly survived the ravages of Hurricane Katrina in New Orleans. He died in October of this year. Fats Domino was 89. Tom Petty's versatility knew no bounds. Regarded as one of the greatest guitar players in the business, Petty thrilled fans and cranked out top hits for four decades as leader of Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers, and also for his work with the Traveling Wilburys.
Like a rhinestone cowboy, riding out on a horse in a star-spangled rodeo.
One of the greatest country music legends also died this year. The Wichita lineman himself, Glenn Campbell, succumbed to Alzheimer's disease at the age of 81. During his decades-long career, Campbell was also known for hits like Rhinestone Cowboy, which you just heard there, and Galveston.
That's something to be proud of. That's a life you can hang your hat on. You don't need to make a million. Just be thankful to be working.
One of the most popular country music duos in modern times is Montgomery Gentry. Nashville was stunned in September when Troy Gentry was killed in a helicopter crash. He was just 50 years old. The Allman Brothers drew a huge following in the 1970s for their easily recognizable sound and hits like Whipping Post, Melissa, and Midnight Rider, all of which were written by the talented Greg Allman, who was a founder of the band. Also known for his brief marriage to Cher, Greg Allman was 69 when he died in May. Some called it very heavy rock, others called it heavy metal, but in that arena, no group is as easily distinguishable as AC/DC. Guitarist Malcolm Young was a critical part of the band's success. He died in November at the age of 64. Another fan favorite in the early 1980s was the Jay Giles Band, with hits like Centerfold and Freeze Frame. Guitarist John Giles was the man behind the band's name. He died in April at the age of 71. And that's a look back at the famous entertainers we lost in movies, music, and television in the year 2017. I'm Greg Corumbus. Thanks so much for listening.